begun.
And it will
begin.
And yesterday it
began.
Okay. Why are you out of breath? I was feeling so happy that I
ran.
Okay, and I have
run.
And I will
run.
And yesterday I
ran.
Okay, if you didn't know where a man was born, you might ask, where does he
come from?
Okay, and you say, he has
come.
And he will
come.
And yesterday he
came.
Okay. And you look outside and say, I am the tree. You say, I
am the
tree. What do you do if you ask?
See the tree.
Okay, yesterday I
saw
and
the tree.
I have
seen.
And I will
see.
Okay. That's a tiny. Now you can't get through here. The highway department's got their machines in. The road's all
closed.
Yeah. And what if they're doing a lot of work?
Okay.
Would you say that?
Tore.
Okay. Now, my sister, you're saying that some, you know, who did this? My sister.
She did it.
Okay. Yesterday she
did it.
And today she, and she has.
Done.
And she will.
Do.
And she, yesterday she
did.
Okay. If you're sitting with a friend, not saying anything, just looking off, and you say, and somebody asks you what you're thinking about, and your mind's just wondering, you say, what?
Oh, I was just thinking.
Or what's on your mind, what you saying?
I wasn't thinking about anything. My mind's blank.
Okay. I thought you said
something.
Okay. If you've lived in town all your life, somebody asks you, have you lived here long? You'd answer, why,
I lived here all my life.
Okay. I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since.
Okay. It wasn't an accident. He did it.
On purpose.
Okay. If you want to indicate that you do something habitually at the same time, or you do it the same way all the time, you say,
routine.
Yeah. Let's say if you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you say,
I get up at 6 every day.
Okay. And you always tell.
Get up. Always.
Okay, yeah. You always get up at 6 o'clock?
Always.
Okay. I don't know. You better, if you have a question in class, you say, I don't know the answer. You better
ask somebody else.
Okay, and yesterday she
asked.
And you will
ask.
And you have
asked.
Okay. Every time they meet, they
fight.
You say, yesterday they
fight.
And they have
fight.
And they will
fight.
Okay. Somebody's got a knife. You say, yesterday she
cut herself,
and
stabbed
she,
herself.
Okay. And a funny picture is on the blackboard. The teacher asks, who
did it? Who drew that?
Okay. And he has
grown.
Okay. And he will
grow.
If you were going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on the roof, you might use a pulley and pulley blocks and a rope to
hoist it up.
What are the major sections of, let's say, a city like Nashville, where that's one you're familiar with? What are the major sections of that city called?
Divided up in like west, north, south, east.
Okay, where is the financial district? Is there any special name for that?
Downtown.
Okay, is that where the main office buildings are?
Yeah, it's all the big buildings.
And what are some of the main buildings downtown?
Well, there's the Capitol Building and Life and Casualty Building, Stallman. I don't know.
You say that's all called downtown? Don't you call it?
Yeah.
Okay, are there any parts of town, the neighborhoods that can be identified according to the kind of minorities that live there?
Around Jefferson Street, I'm not sure what it's called in there, where all the blacks live.
Okay, and where are the people who are better off with? What neighborhoods are there? Some of that?
Bellmead,
all
up in Hendersonville. Around in there.
And how about middle class areas? Are there a lot of middle class areas? Can you think of any middle class areas?
I don't know the names of the subdivisions.
Okay, are the neighborhoods usually, do they have shopping centers around the neighborhood to service that area?
Yeah, now I guess in like in Nashville, any town or city, usually the downtown area isn't where all the shopping goes on, and where most of the shopping does is out in the